Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace is something that we all long for, and so I want you, in just a second, I'll have you look at some pictures, but for a second, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to picture peace, what that looks like to you. Just take a few seconds. What does peace look like? Yeah, all right, maybe you got your snapshot. I did some Googling today, or I guess a day ago, and found some pictures. They're up there. There'll be three in a row, and I'll just say next when I want the next one. Sound good? So I Googled some pictures, and I went to one of these picture websites where they have all these free pictures that you can use, and I just put peace. And I found one that kind of caught the thread of all the other ones. Put the first one up there on the screen. Maybe did you think about that with peace? There's the bustling city in the background, right? And yet you're away, sitting on the rock, overlooking the city. Peace. Away from the hustle and bustle. Maybe you pictured that for peace. Put the next one up. Maybe something like this. You got a family there walking their dog along the ocean. You got the ocean waves, that calming sound. It looks like they're all having a good time. They might not be talking and laughing, but there's peace there as they are all doing this together in a calm area. Beautiful sunny sky, that's peace. Maybe you thought about that. What about that last picture I have up there? This one I thought was really intriguing. You have some soldiers. Looks like they were in a battle of some sorts because they had guns, but what do you notice? They're on their backs. There's no way that these guys are ready really to fight in a quick second, right? They are at peace. There's no conflict, no strife, nothing. Peace. Maybe you thought about this, the lack of war. Peace is something that we all long for. And if you watched these pictures, and maybe in your own definition in your mind, that mental image you had, there was a stillness, a quietness, a lack of conflict or strife, and that to you was peace. We so desperately want it, especially now as we're in December, right? This is the month of Christmas, the month of joy, the month of peace. The Savior is born, and yet doesn't it always seem that December is maybe the most hectic and most stressful month of the entire year? We don't have peace, not even in this beautiful month that we celebrate the Savior's birth. Peace is so fleeting. But today our God gets to lay before us a beautiful promise as he reveals to us one of his names, as he reveals to us who he is. He's the Prince of Peace, the one who rules with peace and brings to his people true peace, peace that will last, peace that you have right now. We're going to listen to this word of God from the prophet Isaiah, and you probably previewed it in your worship folder. For those of you online who haven't seen it yet, that's all right. It's one of the most famous passages that we know. You see it in Hobby Lobby all the time. It's on every little manger scene. For unto us a child is born. But as Isaiah said this passage, as he gave this prophecy to the people, it really was an interesting time. We get transported to our memories of peace, but what was going on? King Solomon had ruled, and there was peace. God says he gave Solomon rest. But Solomon was dead for a couple hundred years. The kingdom had divided. There was civil war. There was war from enemies around them. They had just been told in chapter 8, we're in chapter 9, that the Assyrians are coming and they will invade and you can't stop it. The nation won't be at peace, but at war. The government won't increase and the borders won't increase, but will shrink. There really wasn't going to be peace in their lives, at least for a long time. But God gives them this promise, and he gives it to you and to me today, that we have peace, and it's our Savior, the one who is called the Prince of Peace. Let's read the prophecy from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, and then jumping to 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Isaiah describes the world in a pretty fitting way. He says it's darkness. More than that, he says it's deep darkness. The time of the Israelites, as they were living here, they would have said the same thing. It was dark because it was uncertain. They didn't know what was going to happen to them in the future. They had these promises that God was going to send the Assyrians and the Babylonians, but what about their personal life? What was going to happen to them? There was uncertainty, and the future was dark. On top of that, we know when Isaiah talks about darkness here, he's really talking about sin and wickedness and death, the shadow of death that is around all of these people. And when you read those other prophets like Micah, who lived at the same time of Isaiah, he describes what was going on. The leaders were corrupt. The kings often led their people astray and led them into false worship. People were quick to shed blood, quick to use and abuse people for their own personal gain, quick to be violent and angry, to have no peace. On top of that, you had the nation, the glorious people of Israel. We are God's people, and yet the borders were crumbling. The world right then and there was dark, and the shadow of death was around every corner. The Israelites, what did they do? Well, they wanted to try and find peace. They sought after foreign allies. They went to them to say, hey, save us. Give us peace. We look to you for peace. They went after false gods and to the prince of darkness himself to try and find peace by worshiping these false gods who they thought they could help them. They had their worries and their anxieties cloud their mind and take them away from the promises of their God. The world really was dark and deeply dark. There was chaos. There was no peace. I think about the Israelites' life back then. We just finished up a Bible study in Micah, and we talked about it today. As we read through these promises, prophecies, as we see these books, it's really easy to identify ourselves with what was going on with them. We want peace, but we never seem to have it. Why? Well, we have those worries and those anxieties that can go so fill our heart. They almost rule our heart and cloud our mind and our judgment. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to the future? How do I know I can have peace if I can accomplish all my duties and whatever it might be? I might have a breath of peace, but that never helps, does it? We want peace, and maybe we listen to the Prince of Darkness, who says to go after these sinful desires, and just for a moment, you might find peace. But those are empty lies. And just like the people, we turn to those false gods. But that peace doesn't come. In fact, it makes us feel less peaceful. Perhaps we look to government, to rulers and authorities to finally bring us peace. If there's just the right ruler, if there's just the right economic system, if there's just the right policies, then for once we might have peace. But that won't last. It never lasts here on earth. When you try and find peace in created things, it never lasts to give you peace. In fact, when we live in darkness, what is there usually? Not peace. There might be peace for a moment when you're putting your head on the pillow, but then you hear that scratching on the wall, and there's fear. You see that fleeting shadow, and you wonder what's outside. Darkness always brings fear. They were living in darkness, and so were we. The darkness of our sins, as our own sinful desires have removed peace from our lives. So God gave them a beacon of hope. And he gives that beacon of hope to us too. Isaiah describes it in a really interesting way. We think of a child being born, and we often think of it's born to a woman, but Isaiah says this child is born not to a woman, but to a whole nation. It's the nation's child. It's the nation's one who's going to rule them. He points to this messianic king who for finally once will bring peace. And that's what Jesus did. But it's not the peace that we normally think about. When we try and have peace in this world, we often have to compromise. I'm thinking of when you're in a fight with someone, or maybe you're trying to get what's best for you. and there, you have someone who's at odds with you, normally you have to compromise. And what does that do? Well, both sides have to give up stuff. They both have to agree on things. But usually you're left dissatisfied a little bit, right? Because you didn't really get everything that you wanted. More than that, you might still have a record of that wrong in the back of your mind about how you're hurt, and you might not have a full, perfect peace because you're always a little worried it could happen again. But what about the peace that we have in our Savior? It wasn't a compromise, but rather, He's the Prince of Peace because He is our peace. He rules with peace, that is the forgiveness of sins. And think about what Paul said. How is Jesus the Prince of Peace? Well, He's the one who gave His very body and blood. Forgive all of your sins. He's the one who went into the tomb so that the shadows of death don't have to plague you anymore. Yes, they're there, but you have eternal life. He's the one who has restored peace between you and God. That's the interesting thing about when we think about peace here in the Bible. It's not just the absence of strife like we think about between us, but rather it's a wholeness. It's a completeness. It's the way the way things should be. It's being totally right. That's the peace you and I have because your Savior came to this earth and died, taking the full wrath of God's punishment on sin and giving you peace, the forgiveness of sins. So now you can run to the Father like a little child runs to their dad. You can run knowing you can ask Him anything, knowing that He loves you completely because of Jesus. Prince of Peace. So when those anxieties start filling your heart, you have the Prince of Peace right there ruling with you. He's in there bringing you that forgiveness day after day. When you're looking to something else to try and find and bring you peace, remember that you have the Savior. And what does Isaiah say about Him? That the governments are on His shoulders. He's the one who carries. He's the one who rules, and He doesn't rule with an iron fist. He rules with the forgiveness of sins. You have the one who has defeated the Prince of Darkness and has raised you to new life so that you know you are at peace with God. Interesting. When you think about kings, how they get around, it's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? Often I have that picture of the king, and he's being carried around. He's got, you know, four guys or eight guys or whatever it is, and they got the poles, and they got the throne, and he's on the platform up here, and they're walking around, and I always felt bad for those people because their shoulders ought to hurt. Carrying sandbags every now and then, you just get tired. But there they are, carrying this guy with this huge throne, and they're walking him around. The king always was carried around by his subjects, right? That's how it goes. He's ruling, they serve him. What about our Prince of Peace? Do we carry Him around? Do we put Him on our shoulders? No. It's quite the opposite, isn't it? Rather, He puts us on His shoulders. He brings us through His word and rests us right on the shoulders of His outstretched arms as we sit securely in the forgiveness won on that cross. He carries us around as we work in this world that is still filled with the darkness of sin and will be until He comes back to take us to be with Him in heaven. And He reminds us that we are at peace. Because He's the Prince of Peace. And that's what He does. He brings peace. So when those worries come, when we look, know that you rest securely on the shoulders of the Prince of Peace. Amen.